drifting off. My heart was failing. My heart was failing. In the dark, heard a song. It was the sweetest sound that I've ever heard. And my soul went sailing. Yeah, my soul went sailing. I'm waking up. I'm waking up. I can feel my heart beating and breath in my lungs.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Boker Tov, good morning. And welcome to Love Live Rock, Remnant Reality Radio. Starting our Yom Yah's way is the best way to start our play. Let's praise, pray, decree, and declare our way clear of everything that's coming against our attitude, our ruach, our prosperity, our very lives. Life is in the power of the tongue, propelled by the very breath he's placed in our lungs. He is the spark. He is the fuel. Don't be a fool. L2R4 is the pump, and this message is high octane. We are the vehicle carrying a message of Ahava, or love, from Shamayim, across Eretz. You bet. What's in your tank? This is Shalayach Scribe welcoming you to the second Yom of another week. And we just want to acknowledge Yahweh in all his kavod, giving him all the esteem, giving him all the honor, giving him all the accolades. So we're going to ask at this point if Yami would come forward, pray us in, pray clear the line, and just, bring the fire, prime the pump. Yami, are you available? Well, Yami is not available. So I guess what I'm going to do is I am going to call on Shalayach Rock and see if he or somebody in his midst would be able to pray us in and pray clear the line. Hallelujah.
Well, praise Yah. Good morning, good morning, good morning, my brother from another mother. What's up?
Good morning. Well, I'm up.
I can see that. That's great. I appreciate that. We're real close to a Regis office here in Dallas, Texas. We rolled in the middle of the night. We're sitting outside of a Sam's Club. They just opened up the pumps. I got Marissa in the back, and I think it's appropriate for Marissa to unmute herself and to say hi with us this morning.
I'm here.
Well, hallelujah, and let's get cool with it. So let's start doing some decrees and declares in your prayers, and let's get it going here this morning. Come on, come on, come on.
Okay. Hallelujah. Let's go, Mom. Not standing up for us here.
Well, no slacking. Let's get it going here. Come on. It's a new week. It's a new day. Let's start our day with Yahweh the right way. I didn't let people lay around. I didn't let them do nothing ever in this program. You get up, you start jumping, you start dancing, you start singing, you start shouting. You do everything the scripture says, not what your lazy butt is used to doing. It ain't doing it no more. I'm done with it. So get up, get up, get up. Everybody out there, besides Marissa, if you're listening right now, there's nothing in worship that sounds like it's supposed to be lazy to me. Jumping don't sound lazy. Leaping don't sound lazy. Lifting up your hands in the air don't sound lazy. Clapping your hands don't sound lazy. No, 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 no. Get up, get up, get up. This is how we start our day with Yahweh. We praise him the way he wants us to praise him. And that means you need to jump up out of that bed and get up out of the back of that truck right now. I'm up. I already took the dog for a walk. Hallelujah. What you doing?
Hallelujah.
Are you out of the truck yet? I didn't say get out of the truck in 10 minutes. I said get out of the truck now. Are you up?
Should I play a song for her?
We're coming against this demon of laziness big time this week, because there's something need to be broke off of this girl. This one speed slow is going to be crucified. There ain't no slow anymore. It's go, go, go. Your team grew last night in a huge way, and it's going to keep growing because we're out in the marketplace, and there ain't lazy people succeeding in the marketplace. There's only go, go, go-getters succeed, so let's go, go, go. I suggest everybody that's listening in on this pre-recorded or live version right now, get up, get up, get up. Let's go, go, go. This is the day that Yah has made. We're rejoicing and we're glad in it. We are going to get up early in the morning like he says to do. We can find that Abraham did it. Isaac did it. We can find Yahub did it. Everybody did it. Moshea, David, everybody sought him early in the morning. Do-do-do. Blow the shofar. Get yourself going. Climb up the mountain. That don't sound like a lazy thing to climb a mountain early in the morning, does it? And then he went up the mountain. When? Early in the morning. Hallelujah. Are you out of the back of the truck? I'm not feeling too much movement going on. I sure felt it last night when I was laying in the trailer and you had us bouncing up and down as if there was a hurricane out here.
Are you out? I'm just pulling out my sleeping bag so it's further away.
Yeah, I don't want to hear no excuses. Let's go. Are you up?
I'm up. I'm sitting up.
No, I told you to get out of the truck. Do you want me to go back there and yank you out of the truck? Get up out of the truck. I want to see you standing outside the truck with your hands in the air. I'm telling you, when I run the program, I don't let anybody lay around. I can't even let them sit in reclining chairs because they doze off while we're trying to praise in the morning. How can you call dozing off and being lazy any kind of praise? That's an insult to Yah. That ain't worship. Come on. You're going to be Ruach-filled.
Well, I've got a Wake and Alive waiting to go if you want me to.
All right, put on Wake and Alive. I'm going to have to get up out of the truck because obviously she ain't moving, not even listening to me again, which is rebellion to authority. She doesn't realize it means now, now, now.
Your arms, but we had it to stay away.
Well, we made some morning progress here today. We got her already through the porta potty outside of the Sam's Club gas pumps. Hallelujah.
Well, hallelujah for that. That's a start.
Of course, now she's got to wash her hands.
Oh, of course. So, shall we run through one more skillet offering?
Well, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Let's see what we got here.
Good
this
morning.
Good morning, Yami. We shall be right back. This is Lions.
Today we live. Today we breathe. Today we know that we are strong when we are weak. Today we trust. We overcome. Take every chain that kept us slaves and throw them off. We're not waiting for permission. We defy our inhibitions. Like our middle name is fearless, unafraid. If we're gonna
Hallelujah, hallelujah. How are we doing now, Achi?
Okay. Do you want me to put the armor on?
Yeah, go ahead and put the armor on. Yami, while you're in the background listening to this, you might want to be praying for Marissa.
All right, she's ready to pray. She's got to pray. She's got to pray. Got to pray. Got to pray. She's got to pray. I'm going to watch her walk around this parking lot.
The best way to righteousness is about the truth, to shoot the peace, to share the faith, and the sword of the spirit. We put the armor on today, Yahweh, as I am walking, and my decree and declare that my back is no more in pain, my head, nerves, whatever happens. I pray for Yahweh that keeps me awake. I decree and declare that I am a doer and that I am not going to be in against what Yahweh has for me. I pray for today to go well, being in the kindness of Yahweh. I decree and declare that I am an overcomer. I decree and declare that probably when you're half awake and you don't even have your paper for you. Trying to think of these. I'm trying to get myself to prayer. And hallelujah, Yahweh. I just thank you for your help today. I can declare that you have your hand upon us. I can declare that you have your hand in all of the situations that I need to overcome. Today we are in Texas today. I decree and declare that I am in, I pray for those who are listening for you as you start this morning today that we are thankful for you, Yahweh. I decree and declare for your shalom over us and as well as your fruits as we learn them. I'm going to declare for your helping in the areas that we don't recognize that we need help in. I'm going to declare that today's a successful day as I will go into the office later with Rack and Stan and Rack. I'm going to declare you're helping those who need the right help to get in the right direction of your plans for their future, for their work. I just need to clear for those who are in the X39 business and the Asante as well as Doc Mollick. I pray for all of those in Yeshua's name. I just need to clear for your help with those who are in the government, Yahweh, that you know where they are. I pray for those things to get sorted out that are unequally yoked in the prison system. I pray that you get take them out of the prison that don't belong there. Just to make sure that sorry, my brain is going somewhere that I don't want to go because I don't have any coffee. But just to make sure that you keep me awake that way. No, they can rely on you. And we all can rely on you, Yahweh. It's been clear that we are made whole in you. And for your help with those who are out there in addiction. I'm trying to think.
All right. You don't walk around like you got the loser's limp. You got to get rid of the loser's limp. You got to walk like you're one that's in authority, one that is a soldier ready to kick the devil in the face. And don't have your hand on your side. Have your hand in the air. And in Israel, we do it this way, not like the Christians do this way. You go this way. Donna Esposito taught me that first time we prayed with him. All right? So lift up your hand while you're praising. And maybe even sing a little bit and say, I got praise. I gotta praise, gotta praise, gotta praise. I gotta praise. I gotta praise. I gotta praise, gotta praise, gotta praise. I got praise. You got a praise in you? Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Come on, girl. Dance around the truck this morning.
Dance around the flip flop. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise him. Hallelujah. Yeah, we're dancing. Yeah, we're praising you. We're dancing. We got to praise you and welcome you to our day. And I praise you for your favor over all things that are the enemy cannot take from me. I gotta praise you for your sanctification and your love over us to take the places that we need from our hearts that are and that guy's staring at me. You see the guy at the pub staring at me, wondering what I'm doing. Maybe he's praising Yahweh too. I don't want people watching this. I'm gonna say, don't think I look silly, but praise Yahweh. So, anyways, I'm not used to doing this at gas station parking lots. We praise people that are here. We lift them up to you, Yahweh, that they see you in the morning. We pray for your helping hand over those who are in addiction, Yahweh, to those out there who need your help, as well as your love over them. Take those in addiction to your, take them out of that. And for those who are in need of a place for rehab that you can provide, as we talked about yesterday, that there's not enough in the rehab. There's only so much time in there. So I pray for you to find a fulfillment for each person that's in rehab and then open up the new facilities to those who need a place to go and provide the right workers. And if you can declare for those who are still in their alcoholic life so they can overcome that too. We pray for those people in Yeshua's name and for those who are out there that are with mental health problems or with physical problems, that they are healed of them in Yeshua's name. And that you can declare for your just to be with each person in need and for salvation today. And I am praising you in the parking lot at Sam's Club in Texas. So hallelujah, we have to invite you to this morning, Yahweh, that we direct and fulfill our hearts and our minds as we look to you today. And I am thankful for your holding us upright in our walk. And I decree and declare that we are rejoicing and joyfulness, and that all joy removes all of the darkness and all the evil. That I am joyful in the morning no matter what. Hallelujah. And I am your daughter. I am beautiful. Well, looks like they're getting construction, man. Hallelujah. We got some men over there going to make some noise. So we thank you, Yahweh, for your workers. And I am your beloved. I am in awe of you. I am aware of you each morning as I can praise you in the midst of each moment. And I am thankful for your sunshine every morning, for the for our children. We pray for our family members to Yahweh that haven't fully gotten to the salvation yet, that you can provide your love for them and you can take them, that you send your son for them, that they can recognize you in all things. And I pray for the discernment as well as your chakma over things that I need to understand better. It's being declared that an issue with me. And I am thankful for the morning. I've been waking up with the wind. I'm trying to pull my back off. Hallelujah. So, sunshine. You know, we thank you and we pray to Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Okay, well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise Yah. You'll have to forgive me. I'm getting back in front of my computer. I was just out tending to my yard. So if I'm breathing heavy, now you know why. Yami, if we could ask you to come in and pray clear the line real quick, or take as long as you like, that would be fantastic. We got Marissa in here a little early, but that's all right. Let me unmute you, and it's all yours.
Well, hallelujah. Good morning to you all. And I am trusting that we are entering his gates with thanksgiving, and that has already been stated, and we are knowing that we do not want to move without your presence with us, without walking with you. For Father, you have ordained our steps. And we do not want to go to the left or the right or to make a step without you first being going ahead of us. And we do not want to forget to submit our bodies unto you. Because, Father, we in the book of 1 Samuel, we are learning that over and over again, we failed to do our part as your chosen people. And as we went our own ways, that failure caused you to be unhappy. And in the 15th chapter of Samuel, we're going to look at part of it again this morning, and we are going to agree with what his word says, which in the area of in 15:22, and Samuel said, "Does Yahweh delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of Yahweh? Behold, obeying is better than sacrifice. To give attention is better than the fat of rams." And we are going to just submit to you today in this in these verses, because Yahweh in the footnote of this chapter, it tells us that Yahweh is looking for humble obedient servants that will be loyal to him throughout eternity. Faith is simple, underlying loyalty, and to trust and to obey Yahweh under any circumstances, in the middle of the parking lot of where or wherever. And Father, thank you that you want us to be an example of obedience, and that people will take note of what we're doing, because our actions are strange to the world, but our actions are to be, and we pray they are, obedient and show to you who we first want to present ourselves as, living sacrifices, willing to do what you direct. There were so many strange actions that the world would look upon as strange that you had your people do. I imagine people would, who were outside of the family, not understanding, might stare at us, because things like marching around Jericho, giving a specific time to march around and a specific directions on what actions to take to tear down the enemies and take over the land or the city, so that Yah arises and the enemy is scattered. So, Father, as we come today, we want to be the living example. Rebellion, Father, is bitterness in the footnote. It's bitterness and diversion, and that equals sorcery. And Father, we don't want to go that way. We don't want to be tied up and in bondage, like that which you're bringing us out of. It's so hard. Why can't humans be like Abraham? Why can't we seek your face? Father, thank you that you make a way for us to become set aside for your purpose. And Father, when we miss the mark, how can we be leaders, be a sign of someone who is submitted to their Creator and is desiring to please the one who created them? And Father, if we cannot keep ourselves in order, how can we possess the land? And how can we represent you, who gives order, who directs us in the ways we should go? How can we take the example of Saul, and how can we only hear part of only be doers of part of what the fine new direction that Yah gives. We thank you, Yah, that you gave the law of Ruach and life to set us free from the law of sin and death, and so that when we do hear your voice and we recognize we missed a little, a part of it, how finute it is doesn't matter. We can come to you. You say, come and reason together with you. Though your sins be red like scarlet, you'll make them white as snow. So, Father, I'm sensing for me, this is the time of me recognizing those things and repenting and turning from my wrong way. And you, because of your loving kindness, made a way for me to not have to die in my trespasses and sin, but become alive in you. So, Father, for each of us, help us to be aware of the little foxes that come and destroy the vine. Because, yeah, you are the vine. And as the branches, if we're cut off from the vine, we're not alive. So, Father, giver of life, creator of each of us and the universe, creator of all things, in your mind is our purpose revealed, and you give us the opportunity to reason with you. And we can have your mind and do your plan and your will. Why a thousand tears have I cried for want to know the reason why, and all the whys come up with me questioning you instead of just being doer, just trusting. For it's your way of helping us get out of the messes we get ourselves in. But you're telling us that you'd rather not see us have to sin and have to bring you sacrifices, but rather it's your desire for us to listen and give attention, Father. And then what sacrifices needed, because we would be doers of your word, and you would be pleased in us, and then we would just keep learning to be more and more like you. Father, I pray we get into the place that we don't just want a little bit of ourselves, and I say I repent and I choose to turn and go the other way, and I choose to not lie and stand before you when I did half a job and say, oh, as Saul did, say to Yah in the presence of Samuel, or vice versa. We're all in the presence of Yah, and deceive ourselves and say we did what we were told to do. The city's overcome. The job is done. Why is the job done? Is it because we obeyed the voice of Yah? Or is it because Yah has a covenant and he keeps his covenant? When like Saul, we can see in a Saul type of attitude in us, and we see the good in the land and we want it. We don't, when you say destroy everything in the cities because evil was there, and we keep some of it that we think, oh, it's beautiful and good, and surely we can keep the good and it'll be profitable, and then we could sacrifice more to Yah or have more abundance more treasures, more trinkets to play with, to stack around us. When if we could do simply get rid of all in the city, all in us. But why do we hold on? Forgive us. And thank you that you made a way. Because you did warn Saul. And you did pull the tassels or the zeez off. You had Saul pull them off of. You had Samuel pull them off of Saul. Because he was not fit for the jurisdictional order, the authority to do that, because those who are given authority dots their I's and crosses their T's and does it the way he said. So now, choose us for what part you would have us do. In this kingdom, let your kingdom come and your will be done in this earth, in this body, as it is in heaven. And let us not be ashamed, and let not the enemy triumph over us, which has been the case, Father. It's you come to the rescue in the situation of the Saul type person, and that part of us that resembles Saul, let it be pulled out so that we can rule and reign with you. And thank you. Amen.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Yami. I was not quite ready to come in with a song. Give me a minute. I was, anyways, no excuses. I was doing stuff. It did have to do with the program, so it's not a bad thing that I was doing. So how about we do this one? This is Open the Eyes of My Heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Rock, what exactly is Ye Music? What does that Y-E stand for in front of a lot of those songs?
I don't know. That's the name of their band.
Okay. Interesting. I guess we are running a little ahead of schedule on this one, so I am going to come forward with my praise, prayers, decrees, and declares, my 33 I ams. Normally it happens after the 33 minutes of meditation, but I guess we can do it before, and then we can wrap that into the meditation. Hallelujah. So, just like Marissa was almost dragged out of the back of the van while that was going on, I discovered, and I am grateful for the discovery, that I can actually do some work around the yard in the morning while on Praise, Prayer, Decree, and Declare. I got my lawn cut. I got a couple of burdock plants to cut down. And, you know, it's almost changed my mind on a couple of things and the way I was doing things, and I'm thankful for that, that I can do more than I was allowing myself. So not only is that a thankful thing, it's a God, please forgive me for not being everything you created me possible to be. I am grateful. I am thankful for today. I am thankful for 24 more hours of opportunity to not let my Messiah down, to not let my master down, to not let myself down, to not let my friends and business partners down. I'm thankful for the hearts and souls that I will meet today. I'm thankful that Yah has positioned me to speak into people's lives, to speak well, to speak good, to speak life into people's lives. I am thankful for a redirection. I am thankful for the little foxes that get under your feet, the vines that trip you up from time to time that cause you to remember, hey, you gotta take care of this stuff. You gotta do this. This is not, as Rock would say, a rehearsal. This is your vineyard, what's it gonna look like. I'm thankful for the lessons. Abba, I just pray that I can begin to walk as I believe I should be anyway. Abba, I pray for my city. I pray for my business partners. I pray for the cities that they're in. Yeah, I pray for the ministry. Abba, that as it comes alive this morning in you, that this world would be changed. That this world that we have responsibility to impact would not remain the same. Abba, whether it's speaking before kings or before mean men, whether it's ministry in the halls of government or in the streets, yeah, each is equally as important. Abba, help us not take for granted. Help me not take for granted, Yah, what you've invested in me to get me to this point. Help me not to diminish it by staying alive. Abba, we give you all the praise, all the esteem, all the honor, Yah, all the kavod for what happens today in the ministry, in our lives, in our understanding, And that was an alarm from the last recording that was up. Abba, we pray that, I pray that you just pour yourself out into our understanding. Yeah, so that you are the energy that moves us. Hallelujah. Boy, I can't believe how distracting that little beep was, but anyway. I am 33. In Yahweh El Elyon, I am made tzaddik, or righteous, through Yeshua's righteousness. Tzaddikness is kind of hard to roll off the tongue. It doesn't really roll. I am free of doubt. I am free of debt. I am a banai, an achi, a shaver or friend in Kodesh, set apart, standing with Kodesh reputation. I am loved to the deepest, most intense definition of the word in all languages. I am shielded by Shamayim's Shachma, protected from harm both earthly and in the unseen realm. I am dead to my flesh, past sins, failures, and self-defeating, self-degrading thinking. I am a powerful prayer warrior, guided altar worker, and valued and respected messenger possessed of the mind of Yeshua, pursuing deeper levels of intimacy with the Creator. I am walking with a powerful anointing upon me at all times, benefiting from an intimate relationship with the Ruach of Yah. I am free to express and pour forth the favor of the kingdom of Shamayim because of who he is in me. I have nothing to apologize for, having the authority to walk in unquestionable, unimpeachable boldness, excitement, and truth through him who lives within and through me. I am instantly obedient, stepping out in faith, even in the darkest of situations. I walk by faith in the light of his Hanan, or favor, the authority of Yeshua, and the wisdom of Solomon. I am continually being healed of past failures, wounds, and physical maladies, known or unknown. My set-apart man is whole because of the price paid by Yeshua on the torture stake. I'm excited about my relationship with Yeshua, not because of who I am, but because of who he is in me. I am walking a directed, guided, and protected Hanan, mercy, and Baruchatad path, lit forever by Yeshua's divine light and truth. It is his way I walk. I am a believer, disciple, and humbled apostle, Shaleach of the Most High. I am a conduit of his love, wisdom, Hanan, and strength, knowing, applying, and sharing the promises of Yah as simply as possible in a way that reaches into the hearts of all men, forever separating faith from doubt and righteousness from wickedness. I am possessed of a transformed will, mind, and soul. My life has ceased to be mine. My decisions will be his decisions for me. I am not ignorant of the plans of the adversary. I am called a friend of Yeshua, therefore possessing access to inner circle strategy sessions. And I've got the same thing going on with this writing too, so bear with me. I am a trusted servant, brother, warrior, and friend of the way, the truth, and the life, Yeshua HaMashiach. I am standing as an honored recipient of HaMashiach's living expression of Father Abba's faith in him as expressed in John 17, in Yehukanan 17. I am, through Yah's favor, more than capable in righteous discernment, dream interpretations as directed, and the various functionings of the Ruach HaKodesh. I am a walking, talking epistle to the nations, tribes, clubs, and gangs of this world, ordained with the Ruachal giftings needed to see the heart, mind, and Ruachal condition of all I encounter. I am... I am a blood-bought, covered, and protected identifier of all things evil, demonic, and opposed to the Ahav of Yeshua Yahweh, confidently, yappinantly coming against that which refuses to align itself with the set-apart freedom of the kingdom. As Yeshua demonstrated, I am loyal, steadfast, kind, loving, and possessed of his integrity and faithfulness. I am possessed of an intellect not my own, to fully understand and disseminate in obedience not just the wisdom of Yah, but the gift of salvation to all whom I am led. I am aware of the urgency of the times and is not mine to squander. I am disciplined and discipled by the hosts of heaven, humbly entering into the Melchizedek priesthood. I am a biker, I am an emulator, visionary, and overseer, riding safely and at speed, regardless of weather conditions for the most part, knowing as directed by wisdom, as Yeshua did, that Yahweh will never fail to protect me in transit from one appointed place of ministry to the next extended feast. I am the head of my home. I lead, love, and function out of the nine fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh. Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruits of the Ruach are love, joy, shalom, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, meekness, yah, control. Against such things there are no instructions. I'm a brukata to all I meet. Each meeting is a divine appointment to fulfill Yah's purposes. I am consumed with and by his calling on my life. I am ministry or I am nothing. By the Hanan of Yah and his wealth, I am debt free to this world. Everything I have is the responsibility of kingdom financing. I am coveted for the message of Emet, truth, and Hanan of Yah that emanates through me. The message I am possessed by cannot be stifled, opposed, defamed, or defeated. I do not desire to be the love of Yahweh with skin on. I am the anointed embodiment of Yeshua's earthly ministry, walking in his belief in his Father and his Father's faith in him. I am Kadesh for the work of the kingdom. Gadriel, Hasatan, cannot take, shake, or break my faith, my shalom, my joy, my trust, my obedience, or my property. I am not perfect, but he who is within me is. Hallelujah. On that note, we are going to break for our 27 minutes of meditation, unless Rock has something.
Troubles down, meeting your soul. I know a place. Hey, I'm Jordan Felice, and this is Call on Me on One Mic, One Take. When you're low and your knees can't rise, you feel helpless and you look into the sky. Some people may say to accept defeat. Well, if this is fate, then we'll find a way to cheat. And we'll say a little prayer. And if the answer isn't fair, you know you can't call on me. When you need somebody, you know you can call on me. And you can't stop the tears from falling down, down, down. The tears from falling down. I'll guide you with the beating of my heart. And if the cavalry and help don't come, well, then we'll find a way to dodge a smoking gun. And say a little prayer. And if the answer isn't prayer, you know you can't call on. Stop the tears from falling down, down, down. The tears from falling down. No, you can't call on me. Call on me, darling. No, you can't call on me. Call on me, darling. When you need someone, somebody to cling to. Somebody to dry your tears. When you need someone, somebody to cling to. Call on me, love. Call on me, love. Just call on me, love. Just call on me, love. Just call on me, love. On me.
Gone. Oh, I've seen the light. can tell you, friend, that his love heals wounds. Look into my heart, let it be the proof. I'm only standing here, 'cause his love heals wounds. I can tell you, friend, that his love heals wounds. Look into my heart, let it be the proof. I'm only standing here, 'cause his love heals wounds. Yeah, his love heals wounds. Yeah,
ramblers in the wilderness, we can't find what we need. Get a little restless from the searching, get a little worn down in between. Like a bull chasing the matador with a man that's his own scheme. Everybody needs someone beside them, shining like a lighthouse from the sea. Brother, let me be your shelter, never leave you all alone. I can be the one you call when you're low. Now my hands can't reach that far. I ain't made for a rivalry. I could never take the world alone. I know that in my weakness I am strong, but it's your love that brings me home. Blood of my blood, we can get through it all. Brother, let me be your shelter, never leave you alone. I can be the one you call when you're feeling alone. Brother, let me be your fortune when the night winds are driving on. Be the one. Be your fortune when the night winds are driving on. bring you home. There is no ocean that can't be parted. Just gotta have faith. It's life or the shadow.
Hey, I'm Jordan Felice, and this is Satisfied on One Mic, One Take.
And only you made my soul be.
There is beauty that can lead into temptation, and there are voices that would call me far away. But I have found in your surrender my salvation, and in your love I've come to find a resting place. Yes, in your love I've come to find a resting place. My
and fear is thundering. Oh, Breath. You are speaking to my heart like a spotlight. the grave a miracle, a love letter that can save. You are speaking to my heart like a spotlight in the dark, revealing just who you are. It's who you are. In the pages I find everything I need. In the pages all the promises you keep never fail.
Praise, praise, praise.
Hallelujah.
Scribe, scribe, scribe. Rock, rock, rock.
Rock, rock.
No, you did not lose me. Hallelujah. 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 Sorry about the delay. I was honoring meditation and praise in my own way this morning and actually doing something I probably should have been doing a long time ago. So let's see where we're at. I know where we're at. Yami, in the name of Yeshua, would you be willing to pray in the message this morning? We're looking at Proverbs 16, 1 to 7.
Hallelujah. Well, Father, your word is a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet. And we thank you that you give us the instructions of how to be a winner, how to walk through this land accomplishing your plan. And therefore, how can we not be satisfied? The whole world is looking and running after what would satisfy them. But I say, yeah, you are our satisfaction. When we've entered into your court, when we come into your presence, there is fullness of joy. And your word brings healing to our bones and teaches us that life is worth living because you have a plan. And in that plan, we this day have chosen to stand. And after we do everything we hear from you to do, we can stand. We can stand on your truth. We can stand on what you say. And so shall we be saved from the enemy. So as we open the instruction book today, anoint the teacher, and Father, prepare the hearts of those who will receive the seed of the word that it might take root and grow. And let us prove to be your planting as the flag of stating we belong to you flies high from the banner of our heart. So, Ruach, we give you permission to minister to us this morning, and we choose to listen, and let us take heed and bear the fruit of the words that are spoken. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Yami. Like I said, we're going to be looking at Proverbs 16, 1 to 7. I'm going to read them all at once, and then we'll go back and go through. The orderings of the heart are for man, and the answering of the tongue is from Yahweh. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but Yahweh weighs the spirits. Roll your works on Yahweh, and your thoughts shall be established. Yahweh has made all for his purpose, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone proud in heart is an abomination to Yahweh. Though hand to join in hand, he shall not be innocent. There's a footnote there. Many times people are persuaded by a mob mentality not to go against the majority. But a person is responsible for his decisions in supporting an injustice or not standing up for the truth. Scripture reference Leviticus 5:1. We'll be looking at that in a minute. Iniquity is covered by mercy and truth. And in the fear of Yahweh, men turn aside from evil. Another footnote. The fear of Yahweh leads one to repentance and is the beginning point for a true relationship with Him and humility. Verse 7. When a man's ways please Yahweh, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Hallelujah. Oh. The orderings of the heart are for men, and the answer of the tongue is from Yahweh. Now, I repeat that again because you almost see man having the wherewithal to, it's almost as if you're sitting in a restaurant and man is looking at a menu. And man says, I want this, 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 and this. And they just expect Yahweh to go get it for him. No hesitation, no price to be paid, no nothing, just go get it. I'll take care of the bill after I eat. And Yahweh's like, not so fast. That's not good for you. That's not good for you. That's not good for you. That'll kill you. That's not good for you. That's not good for you. That'll kill you. But man is, wants to argue that. Says, but I want that pork. I want that deep fried food. I want all the rest of that stuff. I want to be able to do this stuff that I know you've already called sin because it's on this other page of the menu. I want this other stuff that, that you say I can't have, but I want it. It's okay. That's okay. Now standing over there is the maitre d' is the waiter saying, yeah, no, it's not. It's not okay. That's not even on the menu. We don't even serve that here. We're not even going to entertain a delivery of that nonsense here. But this is what we do have. And then Yahweh starts ministering. And it's love. It's repentance. It's will exalt. Why don't you have a little bit of exaltation? Why don't you have a little bit of humility? Why don't you have a little bit of the stuff that might not taste good, but this is what it'll do for you. And then as man is sitting there at the table considering, saying, well, okay, yeah, bring that out. I guess I'll give that a shot. Yeah, I'll try some of that. Just a little bit of that, not a whole lot of that. That doesn't look like it tastes all that good. I don't like this humility thing. So bring that out as a smaller, bring out a smaller dish of that. I don't want so much of that right now. I might just make me sick. I love the restaurant. I love what you've done with the place, but I just, I'm not sure about the cooking staff that you've got going on here. They seem to be all hoity-toity and holier than thou and all the rest of the stuff. And I just don't know if this is the place I want to frequent yet. But Yahweh keeps working on him. And man starts, okay, I'll give it a shot. And this is what you, and then Yahweh continues to encourage. The more you come in, we'll actually start working together. We can actually start doing things together. And then that good comes out of that man. The excellent, the pure, the Kodesh. Yahweh has made all for his purpose. Even the wicked for the day of evil. And again, our job is to diminish the number of the wicked as Yah dictates, as Yah directs. I probably shouldn't use the word dictates, that just sounds wrong. Yahweh has made all for his purpose. Yeah, even the wicked for the day of evil. Even HaSatan was created for the purpose of revealing Yah's Kavod. Would Yah have preferred that it not go down the way it did? Yeah, more than likely, without a doubt. But are we dealing with Yah's permitted will or his allowed will? Because we're certainly not dealing with his perfect will. His will is perfected in us in our obedience. But if we choose not to be obedient, then we chose to land at the end of verse 4 after that comma. After that, even the wicked for the day of evil. We don't want that. That's not where we want to be. That's not how we want to be remembered. If that's how we want it to be remembered, we probably wouldn't be on this line right now. Verse 5, everyone proud in heart is an abomination to Yahweh. Well, that's pretty much, that one's pretty much a no-brainer. We know that Yah prefers the humble. Abomination is a pretty strong word. It's not a word, that's not a label I would want to be saddled with in the presence of my Elohim. If you are an abomination, you're probably not going to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into your rest. More than likely, you're going to hear, depart from me, I never knew you. And if you go through 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years of your life believing you're serving Yahweh and you end up hearing that, imagine the crushing disappointment. We can't avoid that. That invective, which is how it should be perceived, can be avoided. Humility, while not a comfortable pill to swallow, it's chewable. And Yah, because of who he is, in the correcting, in the altering of that heart that was an abomination, can make that chewable extremely tasty, especially over time. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be innocent. Now, as we look at this, the reference takes us back to Leviticus. And it says, when a person sins and hears the voice of swearing, and he is a witness, or has seen or has known, if he does not reveal it, then he shall bear his iniquity. Now, that's a pretty steep assertion on Solomon's part. I mean, who is Solomon to say that just because somebody takes the name of Yahweh in vain or steals something and I see it, I have to squeal on my brother? I mean, after all, don't snitches get stitches? Well, question, what would you rather have? Stitches or the weight of that sin on you too? Matthew 18, which is cross-referenced from Leviticus 5:1. Matthew 8:15, and if your brother with you is at fault, go rebuke him between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won your brother. But if he does not hear, take one or two more with you, quote unquote, so that on the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. Verse 17, but if he fails to hear them, let it be to the congregation. And also, and if he also fails to hear the congregation, let him be to you as a tax collector and a heathen. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be having been bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be having been loosed in heaven. And again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth as to anything, whatever they shall ask, it shall be to them from my Father in heaven. For where two or three are assembled together in my name, there I am also among them. Now, the main focus on these verses, or in this last passage, was 15 and 16. Okay? Actually, 15, 16, and 17. We are our brother's keeper. Whether our brother agrees with that principle and that instruction of Yahweh or not, we are responsible to hold to it. Now, does that mean that we take it to the legal authorities? or do we take it to the church? Does this apply to, I mean, let's face it, back then when it was written, there was no law enforcement, the church, the body, the mishpacha, the Levitical priests, the judges were essentially the police force. They didn't have a list of 25,000 different laws that we had to not be ignorant of. They lived the laws that they were expected to know on a daily basis. So we are under a more difficult system now because of what humanity has created and what HaSatan has caused than what Yahweh would prefer us to be under. I would assert, and this is me, you can correct me if you think I'm wrong, I would assert that within the Mishpacha, if there is a brother or a sister in error, then take it to the leadership. If it's known that the behavior is criminal and it's breaking one of the commandments that has to do with the vertical relationship, neighbor to neighbor, then that needs to be discussed and then dealt with on a basis before taking legal action. I don't know for a fact that that's the way I want it. I would almost suggest that it is, because what other sense is there in correcting it if you're not going to hold a brother or sister responsible? I don't like the idea, but if a person needs to be removed from the Mishpacha, under what other authority do we have to do it besides the instructions of Abba Yah? I don't know if I read the footnotes on these or not. I know I touched on it on Leviticus 5. It says, many times people are persuaded by a mob mentality not to go against the majority, but a person is responsible for his decision in supporting injustice or not standing up for the truth. What I thought was interesting was the last half of the verse was, though hand join in hand, he shall not be innocent. Even though a person confesses Yahweh, confesses Yeshua, stands in a prayer circle with you, and praises and worships Yah, if there is a proud spirit in that person, it's still an abomination. Yahweh's going to make it known. While he loves that individual, the pride is going to have to go. That heart is going to have to find humility on its own with the aid of the Ruach HaKodesh. No, which doesn't, pretty much negates what I said about finding it on his own. But if they're standing in the congregation, they're there for a reason. They're seeking humility. Verse 6, the footnote there says, the fear of Yahweh leads one to repentance and is the beginning point for a true relationship with him and humility. So again, we are not given a neon light flashing on the forehead that says, I am proud, I'm proud. Okay. We can already presume that the individual would be, because there isn't a human heart out there that hasn't had to deal with pride. But once they get in, once they feel the ruach, once they feel the chesed and the truth and the realization and the reverence of Yah sets in, that will turn men from evil. That will turn men from their own wickedness. And that will please Yahweh. So we bounce down to verse 7. It says, when a man's ways please Yahweh, he makes even his enemies. He, Yahweh, makes even his enemies, the man's enemies, his natural enemies, to be at shalom with him. Now, I'm not going to suggest, and I don't think it's even being suggested, that Yahweh causes Hasatan to be at peace with the person that just converted to faith in Messiah. I don't believe that's what this verse is saying. I don't believe you can read that in here anywhere. But I think as a message goes, these seven verses paint the picture of beginning, middle, and end steps when it comes to a person choosing to become a Galal Talmudim. And then the other lessons continue. But I think it's a beautiful habit that Solomon got into, because this happens more than once in the beginning of a chapter, where he actually encourages his son or whoever the reader is, gently pushing them towards Yahweh, not pushing them off a cliff, not pushing them over, you know, into a fence or anything. Just, here you go. You know, just sit down, see what he's got for you. Listen to him. Pull the cotton out of your ears and stuff it in your mouth. And just receive. It's better to eat with your ears at first. Because if you're not eating with your ears, what's coming out of the hole under your nose is probably going to make you and other people sick. You want to watch for that. You want to take care not to let that be what's going on. You will have your chance. You will be exalted once you get past step 7. And again, actually, step 7 here, if you can look at this verse as a step, I believe that's a step 9. If I'm correct, Rock, you can correct me. When a man's ways please Yahweh, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Sounds to me like somebody's probably making amends. Abiyah, in the name of Yeshua, we just thank you for the kavod and the chesed in your word. We thank you for the light that your word shines in our lives and shines in our hearts. Abba, we just pray that in asking that you give us the faith and the courage and the fortitude to walk out onto the battlefield fully armed, fully armored, and trusting in you and the brothers and sisters next to us, so that we can stand in the face of the adversary, clothed and bathed in the blood of Yeshua, knowing that that which shields us is impenetrable. Abba, help us to walk forth in humility, but with intense courage and drive, so that you can use our breath to save those that have not met you yet. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And Yamin.
down. No other name, no other way. Oh, hear us as we pray. Right here.
Praise be to the great God, Shamayim. This is Rev Rock here at Whataburger this morning, having some great coffee. And I mean, it's not bad. It's not a bad cup. I got to say, we've had a lot of crappy coffee on the way. And this is a nice surprise that Whataburger has good coffee. We got through the gluten-free and the pork-free and everything else free that we could get going here. And Nina from California, ask that we pray for her today because she's thinking about going back to California, leaving Texas. She doesn't like Texas. And I'm like, man, you don't know what's back there again. Maybe you do. I don't know. But let's put conviction on the heart that you don't want to be a part. Hallelujah. California is going to hell in a handbasket. We all know it. And we just really need to pray for that place because it's really messed up. But, yeah, according to Newsom, everybody wants to come back to California. Everybody. So... I hope Gavin Newsom runs for president because he's about as bad as any of them as far as policies go. He might think he's the best-looking Democrat that there is. He might think he's Mr. Sharp with his three-piece suits and his big high governor garbage that he's trying to play. But he's not even liked in one of the most liberal states that there is. How is he ever going to win a presidency? So go for it. Put him in. Try to get him to be your candidate because Trump DeSantis is going to be the ticket, and they're going to win big this time. And all the fraud's going to be exposed. People are going to go to prison the way they should. Hallelujah. So that's the Hebrews news for this morning. Just wanted to put that out there and say hallelujah. We're excited and delighted to be here today. And yeah, that looks good. That looks really cool. We got spicy ketchup. Mm. Man, we got a bunch of ketchups. What about this one here? Salsa. Oh, man, I got to get some salsa. Praise, yeah. Yeah, that's really cool. All right. So check it out closely. That's good. All right, yeah. Well, we thank you, Nina. Yabaruch. On this meal and Yabaruch on Praise Prayer to Karina Claire this morning. We thank you all for being with us, and we're going to go ahead and enjoy. And Scribe's going to take an offering this morning because we should give, but it's not necessarily a tithe because tithe is really about giving food to the Levitical priesthood. That's what the mandate was. So really tithe is just an inappropriate term, but definitely it does say we're supposed to give. So let's look at it for what it is. A tenth is actually a joke. You should be giving way more than 10%. So don't even go there with me because, man, I'll just tackle you right down. So go ahead, Scott. Take it away.
All right. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I will stand corrected gladly on my thoughts on the tithe because, you know, while the food is understandable, I know they wouldn't have a way to keep it for long, But that's okay. You know, the Levitical priest needed to eat as well. But we are going to look at 2 Corinthians 9, 7 and 8 this morning as far as our offering verse goes, or passage goes. Yah has determined that attitude is more important than quantity. But that doesn't mean that there should not be a impetus on it. I mean, it's up to you. He even says through Paul here in verse 6. This is 2 Corinthians 9, 6 and 7. Actually, let's go 6 through 12 just to make sure we're complete on it. But remember this, the one sowing sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one sowing generously will also reap generously. Each one as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or out of necessity, for Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. Now ask yourself a question. Why does Yahweh love a cheerful giver? Well, Yahweh cannot instruct us to love our neighbor as ourselves and to love Yahweh with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength if he hasn't already followed suit, if he hasn't already demonstrated his willingness to put into practice the commands he expects us to follow. In other words, Abba Yah has already given generously on more than one occasion. He gave us the earth, or Eretz, as it would be in the Hebrew. He gave us he just created an incredible planet for us to live on. We do not lack anything here. He gave that to us. He sowed generously. He loved us enough to give us a home like no other in existence. He didn't do it grudgingly. He was not coerced into doing it. There's nobody more powerful than him that could have forced his hand and say, "You got to do this." He didn't do it grudgingly. He did not need to do it. He didn't need to do it out of necessity. He wanted to do it because his heart was broken, because Hasatan, Gadrael, Lucifer, whatever name you want to call him by, rose up and made a nuisance of himself. So Yahweh wanted to create a race, a people, that would have the choice to love him for who he was. And when that failed, and he knew it would fail, he again gave generously of his son Yeshua. And Yeshua was a cheerful gift. At least he should have been. Verse 8 says, "And Elohim is able to make all kavod abound towards you, that in everything, always having all self-sufficiency, all Yah's sufficiency, you may abound." Now there's a difference here. Let's not get hung up on abound and abundance, okay? Abound is actually a verb. Okay, abound and abundance are not the same words. They're not the same root. Okay? Abound almost, you know, it's like a jump. You know, it's almost like it's overtaking you in a jump. It's going to overtake you soon, sooner than you expected. Even as it is written, he has distributed liberally. He has given to the poor. His righteousness abides forever. Now, I'm going to suggest something, and I can think of at least three people that are probably going to look at the phone funny, if not spit up their soup, so look away from each other. It is biblical to be liberal. It is scriptural. It is Kodesh to be liberal. As if he distributed liberally, he has given to the poor. So he has given to the poor liberally. He wants us to give to the poor equally liberally. Now, obviously, we cannot match him. But in obedience, if we are obedient to him in this command, we're on the same sure footing that he is. He is holding us up. He is shoring us up. So if we desire to be righteous, if we desire our righteousness to abide forever, shouldn't we be liberally giving to the poor of our own earnings, not something that was taken from us or anybody else to then pass out? Hallelujah. Now that he supplies the seed to the sower, oh, there we go. He supplies the seed to the sower and bread for eating, that he may supply and multiply your seed and increase the fruits of your righteousness in everything, you being enriched to all sincerity, which works out thanksgiving to Yahweh through us. Because the ministry of this service is not only making up the things lacking of the saints, but also multiplying through many thanksgivings to Yahweh. This is a offering passage. Verse 13, actually we're going to finish the chapter. To the proof of this charitable service, they giving esteem to Yahweh by your freely expressed submission to the good news of Messiah, and through your generosity, you have become partakers with them and with all men. And they offer prayer on your behalf with greater love because of the overflowing of kavod, the overflowing chanan of Elohim, which is on you. But thanks be to Elohim for his unspeakable free gift. We know that unspeakable free gift is the gift of Yeshua. While it might be unspeakable, we need to speak about it. We owe a debt that we can't pay. Our lives should resemble that truth in everything that we do. Yes, we are to walk in humility. No, we are not supposed to seek after wealth for the sake of wealth. Criminal activity to gain filthy lucre is exactly what got people in trouble to begin with. Where do you think the phrase, thou shalt not steal, came from? It was anticipated. It was probably seen before the flood. It was probably seen all through Egypt. So again, Yah's not pulling this stuff out of thin air, even though he could. He's already seen all of man engage in this behavior before. So when he translated Torah again, when he gave instructions again on the other side of Egypt, He knew that Israel would have an issue following that. So Yah repeats himself. And it's a beautiful thing that he does, because now they had a chance to write it down even though Yahweh would have preferred that it not need be written down, it's written down. We have to make the best of it. But the point being, and the reason this is an offering, is because if you are being ministered to in any way, shape, or form, through what you're hearing on this line, the Praise, Prayer, Decree, and Declare, or tonight in Transformed, which, by the way, starts at 9:07 Central, 10:07 Eastern, and 7:07 Mountain, 6:07 Pacific. If you're being ministered to through Love for Truth Radio, and you are feeling the unction of the Ruach HaKodesh to support the ministry, one, we thank you in advance. Two, we would strongly encourage you through the words you just read. And again, that was 2 Corinthians 9:6-15. To go to give.yahweh.love and surrender your love gift there with a smile on your face, please. Or checks can be mailed to Love Inc., P.O. Box 68138, Phoenix, Arizona, 85082. One more time. That's Love Inc., P.O. Box 68138, Phoenix, Arizona, 85082. Or you can text 77777 to 44321 to Love Inc. And things will begin to open up and unfold for you. I guarantee you, as soon as you step out in obedience, now that's not a money-back guarantee, okay? That is not a money-back guarantee. I cannot guarantee, I cannot predict, Rock cannot predict, nobody can predict exactly how Yeshua is going to deal or exactly how Yahweh is going to deal with you, except for the fact that we know he is going to pour his love out on you in a way that you will not completely understand when it first happens. But that could be a good thing. That will be a good thing because Abba Yah loves and he loves deeply. And he knows you right where you are. And this could be the ticket to your next breakthrough. One more time, those addresses are give.yahweh.love, Love Inc., P.O. Box 68138, Phoenix, Arizona, 85082. Or you can text 77777 to 44321.
I feel the blood rushing through my veins. I'm ready for change. They keep telling me to stay in my lane, but it's screaming my name. My heart is racing, the elements we're facing got us pushing through the night. I feel the pressure, but when we come together, we'll journey through the morning light. It's our destiny. Ties, so deep and wide. There's coming a day, coming a day.
day we're gonna rise up. We won't give up the fight. In the pain, I'm believing enough of the beating. I mean, the world is just beating, but I know that my God is leading, and yes, I receive it. Ayy, it's a brand new day. Yeah, yeah, I'ma get things. Yeah, yeah, 'cause my soul feel gay. Ayy, yeah, and I'm in my zone. I'ma just sing my song. I know this fight ain't long. I'ma keep on going. Yo, I'm not on my own. I can bank on the love he loans, and he hears my groans. Back to the wall, I can feel. Ayy, the weight of the world, and it's real. Ayy, so I'ma keep climbing these hills, 'cause I know that I look to the hills. Ayy.